I know you're tired. But one day you'll have a new body. You see this old body? You're going to see it again. In the new heavens and the new earth. When I die, they're going to put my body in the ground. And my soul will fly away. But at the second coming of Christ, this old body
is
going to rise from the dead. Going to come back together. And my soul and body will be joined together. With no sin. No weakness. So you'll see this old body again. And I'll see yours. How do we know that? Because of the certainty of salvation. The saint will persevere. How do we know? Because of the election of God. Because of the work of Christ. Redemption and intercession. Those are the power of the Holy Spirit. What is this, brother?
That's the sealing of Holy Spirit.
The sealing and indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
पवित्र आत्मा को छाप र पवित्र आत्मा को बात को कारणले गर्दा.
Now we want to talk about the assurance of salvation.
अब हामी मुक्ति को निश्चयता को बारे में हेर्ने छौं.
The true child of God will persevere until the end. But sometimes he does not have the inward assurance that he will
come.
Perseverance and assurance are not the same. Perseverance means God will keep His children. Assurance means that child has the confidence that they will continue. Now God wants all His true children to know that He loves them. Now, in regards to assurance, there's basically two different kinds of problems. Some true Christians are weak Christians, and they don't have a strong assurance. Second problem. Some false believers that aren't true believers, they have a false assurance. Some people are truly saved, but they don't have the assurance they're saved. Some people think they're saved, but they're not really saved. How do we have assurance? Where does it come from? Let's mention several things. What is the source of our assurance? Number one, the promise of God's Word. This is the difference between something that's objective and subjective? Yeah. This is objective, outside of ourselves.
You say, Bastu Pura Ghanin Ami Ghanin Ami Ghanin. परमेश्वरको वचनको प्रतिज्ञा बाहिरबाट आउने.
What do we mean by this?
यो वस्तु परक भनेको के होला?
We mean it doesn't depend on how you feel.
यो चाहिँ के हो भने तपाईले कस्तो खालको अनुभूति गर्नुहुन्छ त्यसमा आश्रित छैन.
It doesn't depend upon your own experience.
तपाईको आफ्नै अनुभवमा आश्रित छैन.
It's something outside of yourself.
यो चाहिँ तपाईभन्दा बाहिरको कुरा.
that is an objective fact.
अनि यसलाई हामीले चाहिँ वस्तुपरक सत्यता भन्छौं.
And your feelings don't affect that fact.
अनि तपाईको अनुभवहरूले त्यो सत्यतालाई प्रभाव पार्दैन.
Our feelings will go up and they will go down.
हाम्रा अनुभवहरू कहिले माथि जान्छन् कहिले तल जान्छन्.
But this does not change.
तर यो सत्यता परिवर्तन हुँदैन.
And what is the promise of God?
परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञा के हो त?
It is those words we just read in the Gospel of John.
यो यही हो कि योहन्नाको सुसमाचारमा हामीले भर्खर त्यसलाई
पढेका थियौं. John chapter 6.
योहन्ना 6 अध्याय.
John chapter 10.
दोस्रो अध्याय.
And John chapter 17.
17 अध्याय.
Jesus says this.
यसले यसो भन्नुहुन्छ.
All the Father gives me, I lose not one of them.
पिताले मलाई दिनुभएकाहरू कसैलाई पनि म गुमाउँदिन.
That is the promise of God's word.
त्यो परमेश्वरको वचनको प्रतिज्ञा हो.
The Father gave them to me.
पिताले मलाई दिनुभएको छ त्यो.
And I lay down my life for the sheep.
भेडाहरूको लागि म जीवन अर्पण गर्छु.
And my Father who is greater than all, they're in his hand.
मेरा पिता जो सबैभन्दा महान हुनुहुन्छ तिनीहरू उहाँको हातमा छन्.
Where does assurance begin?
कहाँबाट निश्चयताको थालनी हुन्छ?
It begins by looking at this book.
अनि यो चाहिँ यो पुस्तकलाई पढेर सुरु.
If you look at your own heart,
यदि तपाईँ आफ्नै हृदयलाई हेर्नुभयो भने,
if you look at your own experience,
तपाईँको आफ्नै अनुभूतिलाई हेर्नुभयो भने,
sometimes you feel happy,
कहिले काहीँ तपाईँ खुसी हुनुहुन्छ,
sometimes you feel sad,
कहिले काहीँ तपाईँ दुखी हुनुहुन्छ,
sometimes you feel strong,
कहिले काहीँ तपाईँ मजबुत भएको,
sometimes you feel weak,
कहिले काहीँ कमजोर भएको जस्तो लाग्छ.
Your feelings will go up and down.
तपाईँको त्यो अनुभूतिहरू भावना तल माथि जान्छ.
Sometimes the sun is shining.
कहिले काहीँ सूर्य चम्किन्छ.
Sometimes it's raining.
कहिले काहीँ पानी पर्छ.
And that's the way it is with our soul.
अनि हाम्रो आत्मा पनि त्यस्तै खालको.
But listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नु.
You cannot base your assurance first of all on your feelings.
तपाईँको निश्चयता कहिले पनि तपाईँको भावनामा आश्रित हुँदैन.
You have to base it upon faith.
यसलाई चाहिँ विश्वासमा आधारित बनाउनु पर्छ.
Paul says this.
Paul यसरी भन्छ.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
हामी चाहिँ विश्वासद्वारा हिँड्छौँ. देखाइद्वारा होइन.
We walk by faith, not by feelings.
हामी विश्वासद्वारा हिँड्छौँ भावनाद्वारा होइन.
We walk by faith and not by circumstance.
हामी विश्वासद्वारा हिँड्छौँ परिस्थितिद्वारा होइन.
Our sight will change.
हाम्रा दृष्टिहरू हेर्ने तरिका परिवर्तन
हुन सक्छ.
हाम्रो भावनाहरू परिवर्तन हुन सक्छ.
Our circumstances will change.
हाम्रा परिस्थितिहरू बदल्न सक्छ.
But the word of God does not change.
तर परमेश्वरको वचन परिवर्तन हुँदैन.
We don't look at ourselves.
हामी आफूले आफूलाई हेर्दैनौ.
We don't listen to our heart.
हाम्रो हृदयलाई हामी सुन्दैनौ.
We are not controlled by our emotions.
हाम्रो भावनाद्वारा हामी नियन्त्रित हुँदैनौ.
We don't look at our circumstances.
हाम्रो परिस्थितिहरूलाई हामी हेर्दैनौ.
Where does assurance begin?
कहाँबाट यो निश्चयताको थालनी हुन्छ?
The word of God.
परमेश्वरको वचन.
It's objective.
यो वस्तुपरक छ.
It's outside of you.
यो तपाईँभन्दा बाहिर छ.
It doesn't change.
यो परिवर्तन हुँदैन.
Your emotion may change.
तपाईँको भावना
परिवर्तन हुन सक्छ. Word of God doesn't change.
तर परमेश्वर बदल्नुहुन्न.
Your heart may change.
तपाईँको हृदय परिवर्तन हुन्छ.
Word of God doesn't change.
परमेश्वरको वचन बदल्नुहुन्न.
Your strength may change.
तपाईँको शक्तिमा बदलाव
हुन्छ. Word of God doesn't change.
परमेश्वरको वचन परिवर्तन
हुँदैन. Where does assurance begin?
कहाँबाट निश्चयताको थालनी
हुन्छ? The promise of God.
परमेश्वर
That's why you need to live in the Bible. And faith is a confidence in God's word. It's not a confidence in ourselves. We don't look at our heart. We look at the word of God. We don't look at our progress. We look at Christ. We don't listen to the devil. We listen to the word of God. Where does assurance begin?
कहाँबाट निश्चयताको थालनी हुन्छ?
Faith in the promise of God.
परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञाहरूमा भएको निश्चयतामा.
In the book of Hebrews.
हिब्रूको पुस्तकमा हेर्नुहोस्.
We're talking about assurance.
हामीले निश्चयताको बारेमा हेरिरहेका छौँ.
Chapter 6.
अध्याय.
Verse 10.
पद दशलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
God is not unjust to forget your work and the love you've shown toward his name.
परमेश्वर अन्यायी हुनुहुन्न र तिमीहरूको काम र उहाँको खातिर सन्तर्क सेवामा तिमीहरूले देखाएको प्रेम उहाँले भुल्नुहुन्न.
And how do we show our love to God?
परमेश्वरलाई हाम्रो प्रेम हामी कसरी देखाउँछौँ?
You have ministered to and still minister to the saints.
हामीसँग चाहिँ सेवकहरू छन् र हाम्रो निम्ति सेवकहरू छन्
We desire each one of you show the same diligence for the full assurance of hope to the end. Now there's weak assurance. There's partial assurance. There is full assurance. There is strong assurance. And assurance can grow. Now listen carefully. The child of God cannot lose his salvation. Because God will keep him. But he may lose the assurance of his salvation.
उसले मुक्तिको निश्चयतालाई गुमाउन सक्छ
That's why David prays this.
त्यस कारणले गर्दा दाउद यसरी प्रार्थना गर्छन्
Psalm 51.
भजन 51 मा
Restore to me the joy of my salvation.
मेरो मुक्तिको आनन्दलाई पुनस्थापित गरिदिनुहोस् भन्छन्
He doesn't say restore to me my salvation.
मेरो मुक्तिलाई पुनस्थापित गर्नुस् भन्दैनन् उनी
Restore to me the joy of my salvation.
मेरो मुक्तिको आनन्दलाई चाहिँ पुनस्थापित गर्नुस् भन्छन्
Now listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नु
The true child of God.
परमेश्वरको साँचो सन्तान.
Will never lose his salvation.
ले कहिले पनि उसको मुक्ति गुमाउँदैन.
But he may lose his confidence, his assurance.
तर उसले आफ्नो निश्चयता गुमाउन सक्छ.
Where does assurance come from?
यो निश्चयता कहाँबाट आउँछ?
It begins with the word of God.
परमेश्वरको वचनबाट आउँछ.
Hebrews chapter 6.
Hebrews 6 अध्याय
verse 13.
13 पदलाई हेरौं.
When God made the promise to Abraham, he could swear by no one, he swore by himself.
परमेश्वरले अब्राहमलाई प्रतिज्ञा गर्नुहुँदा शपथ खान आफूभन्दा अझ ठूला अरू कुनै नभएकाले आफ्नै नाउँमा यसो भने शपथ खानु
Verse 17.
In
the same way, God showing the heirs of His promise the unchangeableness of His purpose interposed with an oath.
परमेश्वरले आफ्नो प्रतिज्ञाको हकदारहरूलाई बदली हुन नसक्ने उहाँको अभिप्राय पक्का गरी देखाउन चाहनुभयो
Verse 18.
18 पदलाई हेरौँ
So that by two unchangeable things.
बदली हुन नसक्ने यी दुई कुराहरूमा
And what are those two things?
के हुन्ती?
God's promise.
परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञा.
And God's oath.
अनि परमेश्वर
oath.
परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञा र परमेश्वरको करार
That's what he's saying here.
यहाँ त्यही भन्छ
God made a promise in his word.
परमेश्वरले आफ्नो वचनमा प्रतिज्ञा गर्नुभयो.
Based upon his character.
अनि यो चाहिँ उहाँको चरित्रमा आधारित छ.
Then he sealed it with an oath.
अनि यसलाई चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ छाप लगाउनुभयो.
Verse 18.
पद 18.
So that by two unchangeable things.
बदली हुन नसक्ने यी दुई कुराहरू छन्
It is impossible for God to lie.
झूट बोल्न परमेश्वरको निम्ति असम्भव छ.
His promise.
उहाँको प्रतिज्ञा.
And his oath.
अनि उहाँको चाहिँ करार.
Look what it says.
के भन्छ यसले?
Verse 18.
पद 18.
We who have taken refuge have strong encouragement for the hope before us.
यसै कारण हामी शरण लिनेहरूले हाम्रा सामु राखिदिएको आशा प्राप्त गर्ने ठूलो हौसला पाएका छौँ.
Verse 19.
19.
And what is this hope?
यो आशा के हो?
It's like an anchor.
अनि यो चाहिँ एउटा लङ्गर जस्तो हो
इट्स एन एङ्कर फर द सोल
आत्माको लागि लङ्गर हो
एन्ड इट्स हुक टु अ चेन
अनि यो चाहिँ त्यो सिक्रीमा गाँसिएको छ
एन्ड अ चेन इज हुक टु योर हार्ट
अनि त्यो सिक्री चाहिँ तपाईँको हृदयमा गाँसिएको छ
एट द एन्ड अफ द्याट चेन इज एन एङ्कर
अनि त्यो सिक्रीको अन्त्यमा चाहिँ लङ्गर राखिएको
छ एन्ड द एङ्कर इज ग्राउन्डेड इन द प्रोमिस अफ गॉड
अनि त्यो लङ्गर चाहिँ परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञामा चाहिँ गाँसिएको छ
एन्ड द्याट चेन इज द अनब्रोकन पर्पसेस अफ गॉड
अनि त्यो सिक्री भनेको चाहिँ परमेश्वरको परिवर्तन नहुने प्रतिज्ञाहरू हुन्
एन्ड द राइटर अफ हिब्रूज सेज दिस
अनि हिब्रूका लेखक यसरी भन्छन्
वर्स 19
19 पदमा
दिस होप वी ह्याव एज एन एङ्कर अफ द सोल
हाम्रो आत्माको निम्ति दृढ सुरक्षित लङ्करको रूपमा यो आशा हामी
सिक्छौँ And it is sure and steadfast and enters into the veil.
अनि यो आशा पर्दाभित्रको पवित्र स्थानमा प्रवेश गर्दछ
So if your assurance is weak,
यदि तपाईँको निश्चयता कमजोर छ भने
And you've lost your confidence,
यदि तपाईँले आफ्नो निश्चयता गुमाउनु भएको छ
भने What do you do?
के गर्नुहुन्छ तपाईँ
You don't look at yourself.
तपाईँले आफूले आफूलाई हेर्नुहुन्न
First of all,
पहिला
You look at the word of God.
परमेश्वरको वचनलाई हेर्नुहोस्
The promise of God.
उहाँको प्रतिज्ञालाई
हेर्नुहोस् And you believe the word of God.
उहाँको वचनलाई विश्वास
गर्नुहोस् And you ask God to increase your faith.
अनि परमेश्वरलाई भन्नुहोस् कि तपाईँको विश्वास बढाइदिनुहोस्
Look in the book of Jude. Jude.
यहुदाको पुस्तकमा आउनुहोस्
Verse 24.
24 पदलाई हेरौं.
Here is the promise of God.
परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञा यस्तो छ यहाँनिर.
Verse 24.
Read 24 and 25 for us. अब जसले तिमीहरूलाई पापमा फस्नदेखि बचाउन सक्नुहुन्छ र जसले तिमीहरूलाई आनन्द सहित उहाँकै महिमाको सामने निष्कलङ्क प्रस्तुत गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ उही एकमात्र परमेश्वर हाम्रा मुक्तिदातालाई येशू ख्रीष्ट हाम्रा प्रभुद्वारा महिमा प्रभुत्व पराक्रम र अधिकार युग युग पहिलेदेखि आज र सदा सर्वदा भइरहोस् आमेन.
What is our hope of assurance? Look at verse 24. To God who is able to keep you. The power of God. The promise of God. The purpose of God. Not your power. Not your word. Not your purpose. His power. His word. His purpose. Not your ability. His ability. You can't keep yourself. God must keep you. That is the promise of God. What is the basis of assurance? Number one, the promise of God. Number two, the witness of the Spirit. The witness of the Spirit. What do we mean? Look in the book of Romans, chapter 8. We're talking about assurance.
हामीले निश्चयताको बारेमा हेरिरहेका छौँ.
Where does assurance come from?
निश्चयताको थालनी कहाँबाट हुन्छ? कहाँबाट आउँछ यो?
Comes from the promise of God.
परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञाबाट आउँछ.
And it comes by the Spirit of God.
आत्माद्वारा आउँछ यो.
Verse 8.
अध्यायको
Verse 14.
14 पद.
Those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
किनभने सबै जो परमेश्वरको आत्माले डोर्याएको हुन्छन् तिनीहरू नै परमेश्वरका सन्तान
हुन्.
हामी परमेश्वरका सन्तान हौ.
We're no longer servants.
अब हामी नोकरहरू होइनौ.
Verse 15.
बन्द पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
We've not received the spirit of slavery to fear.
किनभने फेरि डरमा पर्नलाई दासको आत्मा तिमीहरूले पाएका छैनौ.
We have a spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba Father.
तर तिमीहरूले धर्मपुत्र हुने आत्मा पाएका छौ. जसले तिमीहरूलाई अब्बा पिता भनेर
हामीलाई
चाहिँ दासत्वबाट छुटकारा मिलेको
छ. We've brought into the family of God.
परमेश्वरको परिवारमा हामी ल्याइएका छौँ.
He has adopted us.
उहाँले हामीलाई धर्मपुत्र ठहराउनु भएको छ.
He brought us into his house.
उहाँले हामीलाई उहाँको परिवारमा ल्याउनु भएको छ.
He's given us new clothes.
उहाँले हामीलाई नयाँ कपडा दिनुभएको छ.
Given us a new nature.
नयाँ स्वभाव दिनुभएको छ.
He's given us the father's love.
उहाँले हामीलाई पिताको प्रेम दिनुभएको छ.
He will give us the father's inheritance.
अनि उहाँले हामीलाई पिताको उत्तराधिकार दिनुहुनेछ.
And we can get close to our father.
अनि हामी पिता कहाँ चाहिँ गइरहन सक्छौँ.
Verse 16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God.
हामी परमेश्वरका सन्तान हौ भनी पवित्र आत्माले हाम्रो आत्मासँग गवाही दिनुभएको हो.
Now listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
This first thing is objective.
यो पहिलो कुरा चाहिँ वस्तुपरक हो.
It is outside of you.
यो तपाईँभन्दा बाहिर छ.
It doesn't depend upon your feelings or circumstances.
तपाईँको भावना अथवा परिस्थितिसँग यसको सम्बन्ध छैन.
It is the word of God.
यो परमेश्वरको वचन हो.
It does not change.
यो परिवर्तन हुँदैन.
It is objective.
यो वस्तुपरक.
This is the inward witness.
अनि यो चाहिँ भित्री साक्षी हो.
It is subjective.
यसलाई हामी भावपरक भनेर भन्छौँ.
What do we mean?
यो बनाएको अर्थ के हो?
It is something we experience.
यो यस्तो कुरो हो जसलाई हामी अनुभव गर्न सक्छौँ.
It is something inside of us.
यो चाहिँ हामी भित्र छ.
It's something we know.
जसको बारेमा हामीलाई थाहा छ.
Something we feel.
हामी अनुभव गर्न सक्छौँ.
Something we experience.
हामी अनुभव गर्न सक्छौँ.
The word of God is outside of us.
परमेश्वरको वचन हामीभन्दा बाहिर छ.
It is the promise of God.
यो परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञा हो.
But inside.
तर भित्र.
The Holy Spirit.
पवित्र आत्मा हुनुहुन्छ.
Comes into our heart.
हाम्रो हृदयमा हुनुहुन्छ.
And he speaks to us.
अनि उहाँ हामीसँग बोल्नुहुन्छ.
And he takes the promise of God.
अनि उहाँले परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञालाई लिनुहुन्छ.
And he witnesses to our spirit.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ हाम्रो आत्मालाई
And he tells us we are the children of God.
अनि हामी परमेश्वरका सन्तान हौ भनेर उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ.
This is the inward witness.
अनि यो चाहिँ भित्री साक्षी हो.
And what does it produce?
यसले के लिएर आउँछ त?
Look in chapter 14.
चौधमा हेरौँ.
Romans 14.
रोमी 14.
Verse
17.
The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God does not focus upon outward things primarily.
परमेश्वरको राज्यले प्राथमिक रूपमा बाहिरी कुराहरूलाई जोड दिँदैन.
What is the kingdom of God?
परमेश्वरको राज्य के हो?
What does the Holy Spirit produce?
पवित्र आत्माले के उत्पादन गर्छ?
Inwardly.
भित्री रूपमा उत्पादन.
Righteousness.
धार्मिकता.
Peace.
शान्ति.
Joy.
आनन्द.
What is the witness of the Spirit?
आत्माको साक्षी के हो?
The Spirit takes the promise of God.
आत्माले परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञालाई लिनुहुन्छ.
And he whispers and speaks to your heart.
अनि तपाईँको हृदयमा बोल्नुहुन्छ.
And it produces peace and joy.
अनि यसले शान्ति र आनन्द ल्याउँछ.
Look in chapter 15.
15 अध्यायमा हेर्नुहोस्.
Romans chapter 15.
रोमी 15 अध्याय.
Verse 13.
13 पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
We're talking about assurance.
हामीले निश्चयताको बारेमा हेरिरहेको छौँ.
Read verse 13.
13 पदमा यसो लेखेको छ, आशाका परमेश्वरले तिमीहरूलाई विश्वास र सम्पूर्ण आनन्द र शान्तिले भरिपूर्ण गरिदिउन्, यस हेतुले कि पवित्र आत्माको शक्तिले तिमीहरू आशामा प्रशस्त हुन सक.
Do you see that verse?
देख्नुहुन्छ तपाईँ यहाँ?
By the power of the Holy Spirit,
पवित्र आत्माको शक्तिद्वारा,
it produces several things within our heart.
यसले हाम्रो हृदयमा थुप्रै कुराहरूको उत्पादन गर्छ.
Joy.
आनन्द.
Peace.
शान्ति.
And hope.
अनि आशा.
And that joy can increase.
त्यो आनन्द चाहिँ बढ्न सक्छ.
That peace can increase.
शान्ति बढ्न सक्छ.
And that hope can increase.
अनि त्यो आशा बढ्न सक्छ.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
When a man is saved,
जब मान्छेले मुक्ति पाउँछ,
he never loses his salvation.
उसले आफ्नो मुक्ति कहिले गुमाउँदैन.
His union with God is secure.
ऊ परमेश्वरमा चाहिँ एउटा एकतामा गाँसिएको हुन्छ र सुरक्षित छ.
But he may lose his assurance.
तर उसले आफ्नो निश्चयता गुमाउन सक्छ.
His salvation doesn't change.
उसको मुक्ति परिवर्तन हुँदैन.
But his assurance may change.
तर उसको निश्चयता बदल्न सक्छ.
And Paul, the writer of who wrote this? What did we just read? Romans. Paul says this.
Paul is even son.
May God fill your heart with joy and peace by the power of the Holy Spirit.
पवित्र आत्माको शक्तिद्वारा तिमीहरूको हृदय चाहिँ आनन्द र शान्तिले भरिन सकोस्.
This is the inward witness.
अनि यो चाहिँ भित्री साक्षी हो.
Where does assurance come from?
कहाँबाट निश्चयता आउँछ त?
It comes from the Holy Spirit.
पवित्र आत्माबाट आउँछ.
He takes the promises of God.
उहाँले परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञालाई बताउनु
हुन्छ. And he speaks to your heart.
अनि तपाईँको हृदयसँग बोल्नुहुन्छ.
And he tells you you belong to God.
अनि तपाईँ चाहिँ परमेश्वरमा हुनुहुन्छ भनेर भन्छ.
And he gives you the spirit of prayer.
अनि यसले चाहिँ आत्माको प्रार्थना दिन्छ.
And he gives you joy and peace in believing.
आनन्द शान्ति दिन्छ विश्वास गर्नमा.
This is the basis of assurance.
यो नै निश्चयताको आधार हो.
The objective word of God.
परमेश्वरको वस्तुपरक वचन.
The inward witness of the Spirit.
आत्माको भित्री साक्षी.
And number 3.
तेस्रोमा.
The outward evidence of fruit. Outward evidence.
तेस्रोमा. Outward evidence of fruit, right?
Yes.
फलको बाहिरी साक्षी.
What do we mean?
कि बनाएको अर्थ के हो?
This is the last basis of our assurance.
हाम्रो निश्चयताको अन्तिम आधार हो.
Now if you turn this around,
यदि यसलाई तपाईँले यसरी उल्टो बनाउनु भयो भने,
you won't have full assurance.
तपाईँसँग पूर्ण निश्चयता आउँदैन.
Your assurance is based on this order.
तपाईँको निश्चयता यही क्रममा नै हुनुपर्छ.
The promise of the word of God.
परमेश्वरको वचनको प्रतिज्ञा.
The inward witness of the Spirit.
आत्माको साक्षी.
Then the outward evidence of a changed life.
अनि परिवर्तन भएको बाहिरी साक्षी.
Paul says this.
पौल यसरी भन्छ.
If any man is in Christ,
कुनै मान्छे क्रिस्ट छ भने,
he is a new creature.
अब ऊ नयाँ सृष्टि भएको छ.
All things pass away.
सबै कुराहरू बितेर गएका
छन्. All things become new.
सबै कुरा नयाँ हुन्छ.
Now look in 1 John.
पहिले उनमा हेरौँ.
1 John. And chapter 5. We're talking about outward evidence. Chapter 5, verse 13. These things I've written to you, believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know you have eternal life.
तिमीले अनन्त जीवन पाएका छौ भन्ने कुरा जान भन्ने हेतुले परमेश्वरका पुत्रको नाउँमा विश्वास गर्ने तिमीलाई यो पत्र लेख्दैछु.
Now listen carefully. Who is he writing to?
कसलाई लेखिरहेका छन् उनले यो?
Is he writing to non-believers or believers?
विश्वासीहरूलाई कि अविश्वासीहरूलाई?
Look at the verse.
For believers.
He's writing to believers. Look what he says. These things I've written to you who have already believed in his name.
तिमीहरूले अनन्त जीवन पाएका छौ भन्ने कुरा जान भन्ने हेतुले परमेश्वरको पुत्रमा विश्वास गर्ने तिमीहरूलाई लेखेको.
And why is he writing them?
किन उनले यो लेखिरहेका छन्?
So that they may know they have eternal life.
ताकि तिनीहरूसँग अनन्त जीवन छ भन्ने कुरो तिनीहरूले थाहा पाओस्.
What does that tell us?
के भन्छ त्यसले हामीलाई?
There may be some true believers.
त्यहाँ के साँचा विश्वासीहरू हुन सक्छ?
That have really believed in Christ.
जसले यीशु ख्रीष्टमाथि वास्तवमै विश्वास गरेका
छन्. They don't fully know they have eternal life.
तर उनीहरूसँग अनन्त जीवन छ भन्ने कुरो उनीहरूलाई पूर्ण रूपमा थाहा नभएको हुन सक्छ.
He said you already believe.
तिमीले पहिले नै विश्वास गरिसकेको
छौ. But I want your assurance to increase.
तर त्यो निश्चयतामा तिमी बढो भन्ने
कुरा
त्यस कारणले गर्दा यी कुराहरू मैले लेखिरहेको छु
तिमीहरूलाई
ताकि तिमीहरूको त्यो निश्चयता बढ्न सकोस्.
And what does he say?
के भन्छन् उनी?
What did he write?
के लेख्छन् उनी?
Well, he wrote 5 chapters.
जम्मा 5 वटा अध्याय लेखेका छन् उनले.
And if you study chapter 1 through 5,
यदि एकदेखि 5 अध्यायलाई तपाईँले पढ्नुभयो भने
John gives evidence of those who have truly believed.
साँचो रूपमा विश्वास गर्नेहरूका साक्षीलाई उनीहरूले यहाँ बताइरहेको
छ. And he repeats this phrase again and again.
पटक पटक उनले चाहिँ यो वाक्यांशलाई दोहोऱ्याएका
छन्. By this we know.
यो द्वारा हामी थाहा पाउँछौँ.
By this we know.
योबाट हामी थाहा पाउँछौँ.
And by this we know.
योबाट हामी थाहा पाउँछौँ.
And by this we know.
योबाट हामी थाहा पाउँछौँ कि.
He says, look at this.
यसलाई हेर.
If this is true in your life,
तिम्रो जीवनमा साँच छ.
You can know you have eternal life.
अनन्त जीवन छ भने तिमी थाहा पाउन सक्छौ. यसलाई हेर.
Is this true in your life?
यो तिम्रो जीवनमा साँच छ.
Then you can know you have eternal life.
तिमीसँग अनन्त जीवन छ भने
तिमी थाहा पाउन सक्छौ. Then
अनि फेरि उनी अर्को कुरा भन्छन्.
Is this true in your life?
यो तिम्रो जीवनमा साँच छ.
Then you can know you have eternal life.
साँच छ भने तिमी थाहा पाउन सक्छौ. What is he talking about?
Outward evidence.
बाहिरी साक्षीको
विषयमा. Outward fruit.
बाहिरी फलको विषयमा.
And Paul, John says this.
युनाइटेड भन्छन्.
Listen to me. If your assurance is weak.
यदि तिमीहरूको निश्चयता कमजोर छ भने.
I'm writing you these things.
यी कुराहरू म तिमीहरूलाई लेख्दैछु.
So your insurance will increase.
ताकि तिमीहरूको निश्चयता बढ्न सकोस्.
There's 3 things that give assurance.
तिनवटा कुराले हामीलाई निश्चयता दिन्छ.
The objective promises of the word of God.
परमेश्वरका वस्तुपरक वचनहरू.
You look by faith.
विश्वासद्वारा हामी हेर्छौ.
The inward witness of the spirit of God.
आत्माको भित्री साक्षी.
Who speaks to your heart.
जसले तपाईँको हृदयसँग
बातचित गर्छ.
जसले आनन्द दिन्छ.
Who gives you peace.
शान्ति दिन्छ.
Who gives you hope.
जसले आशा दिन्छ.
And number 3.
तेस्रो कुरो.
The outward evidence of fruit.
फलको बाहिरी साक्षी.
Jesus said you will know them by their fruit.
तिनीहरूको फलद्वारा नै तिनीहरूलाई चिन्ने छ भनेर यसले भन्नुभयो.
Good tree.
असल रुख छ भने.
Good fruit.
राम्रो फल फलाउँछ.
Bad tree.
खराब
फल
भने खराब फल फलाउँछ.
If you have the root.
यदि तपाईँ त्यहाँ जरा छ भने.
You will produce the fruit.
तपाईँले फल फलाउनुहुन्छ.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
God wants all of his true children to know that he loves them.
परमेश्वरले सबै विश्वासीहरूलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरो चाहिँ विश्वासीहरूले थाहा पाउन् भनेको उहाँले चाहनुहुन्छ.
Look at chapter 3.
तीन अध्याय हेर्नुहोस्.
First John chapter 3.
पहिलो योहन्ना 3 अध्याय.
Verse 1.
एक पद.
See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us.
हेर पिताले हामीलाई कस्तो किसिमले प्रेम गर्नुभएको छ.
That we should be called the children of God.
कि हामी परमेश्वरका सन्तान भनी कहलिएकाहरू हौ.
John is saying this.
योहन्ना यसरी भन्छन्.
Look.
हेर
पे अटेंशन
ध्यान देऊ
लुक एट दिस
यसलाई हेर
सी हाउ ग्रेट अ लव द फादर हैज लव्ड अस
पिताले हामीलाई कस्तो किसिमले प्रेम गर्नु भएको छ
हि कॉल्स अस हिज ओन चिल्ड्रन
उहाँले हामीलाई आफ्नै पुत्रहरु भन्नुहुन्छ
वी आर नॉट जस्ट पार्डन्ड सिनर्स
हामी केवल क्षमा गरिएका पापीहरू मात्रै होइनौ
वी आर नॉट जस्ट रिडीम्ड स्लेव्स
छुटकारा पाएका कमाराहरू मात्रै होइनौ
वी आर बिलोभेड चिल्ड्रन
हामी प्रिय सन्तान हौ
रोमन्स 5
रोमी 5
God has poured forth the love of God into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
पवित्र आत्माद्वारा परमेश्वरले आफ्नो प्रेम हाम्रो हृदयमा खन्याउनु भएको छ.
That's the inward witness.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ भित्री साक्षी हो.
The outward evidence.
बाहिरी फल.
Look in chapter 1.
एक अध्यायमा हेर्नुस्.
What is the evidence?
साक्षी के हो?
John chapter 1.
योना एक अध्याय.
Verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
यदि उहाँसँग हाम्रो संगति छ भने हामी भन्छौँ र अन्धकारमा नै हिँड्छौँ भने त हामी झुट बोल्छौँ र सत्यमा चल्दैनौँ.
Verse 7, if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
तर उहाँ ज्योतिमा हुनुभए चाहिँ यदि हामी पनि ज्योतिमा हिँड्छौँ भने एकअर्कासित हाम्रो संगति हुन्छ.
Chapter 2.
त्यो अध्यायमा आउनु.
Verse 3.
तीन पदलाई हेर्नु.
By this we know we have come to know him if we keep his commandments.
यदि हामीले उहाँको आज्ञाहरू पालन गर्यौँ भने यसैबाट हामी थाहा पाउन सक्छौँ कि हामी उहाँलाई चिन्दछौँ.
Verse 9.
पद 9 लाई हेर्नुहोस्.
The one who says he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness till now.
जसले आफू ज्योतिमा छु भनी भन्छ तर आफ्नो भाइलाई घृणा गर्छ भने त्यो अझै पनि अन्धकारमा नै हुन्छ.
Verse 15.
15 पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
Do not love the world or the things in the world.
संसार वा संसारमा भएका कुनै पनि थोकलाई प्रेम नगर.
Chapter 3.
तीन अध्यायमा हेर्नुहोस्.
Verse 4. Everyone who practices sin practices lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness.
पाप गर्ने हरेकले व्यवस्था भङ्ग गर्दछ पाप नै व्यवस्था भङ्ग हो.
Verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you.
साना बालकहरू कुनै मानिसले तिमीहरूलाई छल नपाओस्.
One who practices righteous is righteous.
जो धार्मिकतामा चल्छ ऊ धर्मी हो.
Verse 14. By this we know we have passed out of death into life.
हामी जान्दछौँ कि हामी त मृत्युबाट पार भएर जीवनमा चलिसकेका
छौँ. Because we love the brethren.
किनभने हामी आफ्ना दासहरूलाई प्रेम गर्छौँ.
Verse 19. 19
हेरौँ.
We know by this we are of the truth and will assure our hearts before him.
यसैबाट हामी जान्न सक्छौँ कि हामी सत्यका हौँ र यसरी उहाँको सामुन्ने हाम्रो हृदयलाई ढाड
छ. And he goes on and on.
अनि उनले यहाँ लेख्दै गइरहेका छन्.
Chapter 4.
चार अध्यायमा
Verse 7. Let us love one another.
हामी एउटाले अर्कालाई प्रेम गरौ.
Love is from God.
किनभने प्रेम परमेश्वरबाट आउँछ.
Chapter 4.
चार अध्याय.
Verse 2.
दुई पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
By this you know the Spirit of God.
यसैबाट तिमीहरू परमेश्वरको आत्मालाई चिन्छौ.
Verse 15.
हेर्नुहोस्.
Whoever confesses Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him.
जसले यसलाई परमेश्वरका पुत्र हुनुहुन्छ भने स्वीकार गर्छ उसमा परमेश्वरको बास हुन्छ.
Verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him.
उहाँले हामीलाई आफ्नो आत्माबाट दिनुभएको हुनाले हामी यो जान्दछौँ कि हामी उहाँमा रहन्छौँ.
What does he say?
के भन्दैछन् उनी?
I'm giving you some evidence.
म केही साक्षी दिँदैछु है.
If this is true in your life,
यदि यो कुरो तिम्रो जीवनमा साँचो छ भने,
then your assurance will increase.
त्यसो भने तपाईँको निश्चयता बढ्छ.
And what is the evidence?
साक्षी के हो त?
We walk in the light.
हामी ज्योतिमा हिँड्छौँ.
We don't love the world.
हामी संसारलाई प्रेम गर्दैनौँ.
We love the brethren.
हामी दासभाइहरूलाई प्रेम
गर्छौँ. We confess Jesus is the Christ.
यीशु चाहिँ क्रिस्ट हुनुहुन्छ भने स्वीकार
गर्छौँ. We keep his commandments.
उहाँका आज्ञाहरू पालन गर्छौँ.
And when he gets to chapter 5,
जब पाँच अध्यायमा उनी आउँछ,
he says, by all these things I have written, you can know you have eternal life.
यी सबै कुराहरू जुन मैले तिमीहरूलाई लेखेको छु यसबाट तिमीहरूले थाहा पाउँदछौ कि तिमीहरूसँग अनन्त जीवन छ.
What's he talking about?
के विषयमा चर्चा गरिरहेको
छ? He's talking about the outward evidence.
बाहिरी साक्षीको विषयमा चर्चा गरिरहेको छ.
Where does assurance come from?
कहाँबाट निश्चयताको थालनी हुन्छ?
From the word of God.
परमेश्वरको वचनबाट.
From the witness of the Spirit.
आत्माको साक्षीबाट.
From the fruit of the life.
अनि जीवनको फलबाट.
Now don't turn these around.
यसलाई तपाईँले नउल्ट्याउनुहोस्. यो यही क्रममा राख्नुहोस्.
Begin here.
यहीँबाट सुरु गर्नुहोस्.
Ask for this.
अनि त्यसपछि हो
देन एग्जामिन योर लाइफ
अनि त्यसपछि आफ्नो जीवनलाई के लाउनुस्
नाउ लिसन केयरफुली
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुस्
सम पीपल
के मान्छेहरु
से दे बिलीभ इन क्राइस्ट
के मान्छेले हामीले ख्रीष्टलाई विश्वास गरेका
छौं भन्छन् दे रिसीभ द वर्ड विथ जॉय
अनि एकदमै खुशी भएर वचनलाई ग्रहण गर्छन्
दे आर बैप्टाइज्ड
ग्रहण विश्वास अनि बप्तिस्मा लिन्छन्
दे जॉइन द चर्च
मण्डली आउँछन्
दे कम टु द चर्च
मण्डलीमा आउँछन्
हालेलुया
हालेलुया भन्छन्
प्रेज द लॉर्ड
परमेश्वरको प्रशंसा होस्
6 months later
6 महिना पछाडि
1 year later
1 वर्ष पछाडि
2 years later
2 वर्ष पछाडि
they're gone
तिनीहरू जान्छन्
भन्ने they're back in the world
तिनीहरू संसारमै फर्कन्छन्
and what do most people say
धेरै मान्छेले के भन्छन्
poor brother
ओफो ओफो भाइ
he lost his salvation
उसले आफ्नो मुक्ति गुमाएछ
now listen carefully
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुस्
if a man professes christ
यदि कुनै मान्छेले चाहिँ ख्रीष्टलाई प्रभु भनेर
स्वीकार गर्छ receives the word with joy
र एकदमै खुशी भएर वचनलाई स्वीकार गर्छ
runs in the way of obedience for a little while
अनि केही समयको लागि चाहिँ आज्ञाका हितमा दौडन्छ
but returns to the world
र संसारमा फर्कन्छ
never repents
कहिले पश्चाताप गर्दैन
never returns
कहिले फर्कदैन
gives up his faith
उसको विश्वासलाई गुमाउँछ
listen carefully
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुस्
he didn't lose his salvation
उसले आफ्नो मुक्ति गुमाएको होइन
what's his problem
समस्या के हो थाहा छ
He never had his salvation.
समस्या के हो उसले कहिले मुक्ति नै पाथेन
You hear that?
बुझ्दै हुनुहुन्छ
He didn't lose his salvation.
उसले आफ्नो मुक्ति गुमाएको होइन
He never was saved in the first place.
सर्वप्रथम त उसले कहिले मुक्ति नै पाथेन
Look in the book of Matthew.
मत्तीको सुसमाचार हेर्नुहोस्
Chapter 7.
7 अध्याय
Verse 21.
21 pad.
Chapter 7 verse 21.
21 pad.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will do the enter the kingdom of heaven.
Malai prabhu prabhu bhanne sabai swarga ko rajya ma pravesh garne chainan.
But he who does the will of my father who's in heaven.
Swarga ma hunune mera pita ko ichha palan garne manish matra parmeshwar ko rajya ma
pravesh garne. Listen carefully. Jesus is not teaching that your obedience will save you.
तपाईँको आज्ञाकारिताले तपाईँलाई मुक्ति दिन्छ भनेर यसले सिकाउँदै हुनुहुन्न
What is he teaching?
सिको विषयमा सिकाउँदै हुनुहुन्छ
If you are saved,
यदि तपाईँले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको
छ भने You do the will of the Father.
तपाईँले पिताको इच्छालाई पालन गर्नुहुन्छ
One gate,
एउटै ढोका छ
One way,
एउटै बाटो छ
And what is the way?
अनि त्यो बाटो के
हो The way of obedience.
आज्ञाकारिताको बाटो
The way of holiness.
पवित्रताको बाटो
The way of discipleship.
चेलापनको बाटो हो
And if a man doesn't walk that way,
यदि मान्छे त्यो बाटोमा जाँदैन भने
Or he falls out of the way,
त्यो बाटोबाट उसले बिराउँछ
भने And he never returns,
अनि कहिले फर्कदैन भने
And he turns from God,
अनि परमेश्वरबाट फर्कन्छ भने
He gives up his faith,
अनि उसले आफ्नो विश्वास त्याग्छ भने
He didn't lose his salvation.
आफ्नो मुक्ति गुमाएको होइन
He never had his salvation.
उसले कहिले मुक्ति पाएको
थिएन Look at verse 22.
पद 22 हेर्नुहोस्
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, didn't we preach in your name?
त्यो दिन धेरैले मलाई भन्ने छन् प्रभु प्रभु के हामीले तपाईँको नाउँमा प्रचार गरेनौ र
Didn't we cast out demons in your name?
के तपाईँको नाउँमा भूतहरू झपाएनौ र
Didn't we perform miracles in your name?
के अनेक शक्तिशाली गरेनौ र
Verse 23.
23 मा हेर्नुहोस्
What does he say?
के भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ यीशु
Does he say this? Well, I once knew you, but now I don't know you anymore.
पहिले मैले तिमीलाई चिनेको थिए तर अहिले म चिन्दिन भन्नु भयो त.
What does he say?
के भन्नु भएको छ उहाँले?
I never knew you.
तिमीलाई त मैले कहिल्यै चिनेन भन्नुहुन्छ यसले.
You were never a Christian.
तिमी कहिल्यै क्रिश्चियनै राथेन.
Now listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुस्
They were preaching.
तिनीहरूले प्रचार गरिरहेका
थिए. Casting out demons.
भूतात्माहरू निकालिरहेका
थिए. Performing miracles.
आश्चर्यकर्महरू गरिरहेका थिए.
In the name of Jesus.
येशूको नाममा.
But what does Jesus say?
येशूले के भन्नुभयो?
I never knew you.
तिनीहरूलाई म कहिले चिन्दिन.
They're like Judas.
तिनीहरू युदा इस्करियोत जस्तो
थिए. He walked with Jesus.
येशूसँगै हिँडे.
He listened to Jesus.
येशूको भनाइलाई सुन्यो.
He ate with Jesus.
येशूसँगै खायो.
He went out and preached in Jesus' name. येशूसँगै
प्रचार गर्न गयो.
He cast out demons.
भूतात्माहरू निकाल्यो.
But he was the son of the devil
तर त्यो शैतानको छोरो थियो
He did lose his salvation.
उसले आफ्नो मुक्ति गुमाएको होइन.
He never had his salvation.
उसले कहिले मुक्ति नै पाथेन.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
When a man falls away,
जब मान्छेले बाटो बिराउँछ,
and he gives up the faith,
उसले आफ्नो विश्वास त्याग्छ,
and he never returns,
उ कहिले फर्कदैन भने,
he's like that seed that was planted in the ground. But it had no real root. And it sprouted up. But because it had no root, it withered and died. What did Jesus say? Some men hear the word of God with joy. They're very excited. They say, I believe in Jesus. I want to be baptized. I want to follow the Lord. But what happens? 1 year later, 2 years later, they're gone. They give up the faith. What's their problem? They didn't lose their salvation. They never had their
salvation.
Do you understand what we're saying? There are many false converts. False Christians, yeah. They look like real Christians. But they're not real Christians. Now there's a difference between a sheep and a goat. Now a goat looks a little bit like a sheep. He eats grass. He goes
bah.
Looks like a sheep. Sounds like a sheep. He can walk around with a sheep, but he's not a sheep. He's a goat. And sometimes you can't tell the difference between a sheep and a goat. But one day, at the last judgment, there's going to be a separation. And he's going to put the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left hand. And he'll say to the sheep, come on in. Now some of the goats, they'll start trying to follow the sheep in the gate. But God will say this, get back. You're not a sheep. You're a goat. Depart from me. You thought you were a sheep. You look like a sheep. You sound like a sheep. You ate what the sheep ate. You went to the church with the sheep. You got washed like the sheep. But you're not a sheep. Listen carefully. The true child of God will persevere to the end. Now listen carefully. He may fall down. He may take 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. He may fall off the path. He may fall into sin like David, like Peter, true child of God, falls into sin, but he's a real sheep. Jesus said, I know my sheep and I love them and I died for them. And when they get out of the way, what does he do? The good shepherd goes after them, picks them up, cleans them off, puts them back in the way, and helps them continue to walk. Sometimes he has to drag them. Sometimes they have to pick them up. Sometimes he has to kick them. But listen carefully. He loves them. He chose them. He died for them. And they will never perish. Judas, Peter, both denied the Lord. What was the difference? Judas was a goat. Peter was a sheep. Judas went his own way. Hung himself. But Peter was a sheep.
तर पत्रुस भेडा थियो
and he was restored
पुनस्थापितमा आयो
because Jesus loved him
किनकि येशूले उसलाई प्रेम गर्थ्यो
listen carefully the true child of God
परमेश्वरको साँचो सन्तान
they fall into sin
पहिले चाहिँ पापमा फस्ला
David fell into horrible sin
दाउद एउटा गम्भीर पापमा फस्यो
but God convicted him
तर परमेश्वरले उसलाई दोषी
ठहराउनु भयो a prophet to him
अनि उका अगमबक्त पठाउनु भयो
and exposed his sin
अनि उसको पापलाई देखाइदिनु
भयो and he confessed his sin
अनि उसले आफ्नो पापलाई स्वीकार
गर्यो and he was restored
अनि ऊ पुनर्स्थापित भयो
Peter denied the Lord
पत्रुसले प्रभुलाई इन्कार गर्यो
three times
तीन पटक
I don't know it
म चिन्दिन उहाँलाई
But Jesus loved him.
तर यसले प्रेम गर्नुहुन्थ्यो.
And he came to him.
अनि यसो आउनुभयो.
And he picked him up.
अनि यसले समात्नु
भयो. And he washed him off.
अनि धुनु भयो.
And he confessed his sin.
अनि उसले आफ्नो पाप स्वीकार
गर्यो. And he put him on the way.
अनि बाटोमा राखिदिनु भयो.
Two young men.
दुई जना जवान मान्छे.
John Mark.
मर्कुस युन्ना.
Demas.
Demas.
Remember John Mark.
यस्तो तपाईलाई युन्ना मर्कुस
भन्नु. He went with Paul and Barnabas on his first trip.
अनि युन्ना मर्कुस चाहिँ पावल र बर्नबाससँगै पहिलो मिसनरी यात्रामा गएका थिए
And what happened to John Mark?
के भयो युन्ना मर्कुसलाई?
He got scared.
ऊ डरायो.
He was fearful.
ऊ एकदमै त्रसित भयो.
And when they had difficulties,
जब कठिनाइ आइपर्यो,
he went back home.
अनि ऊ घर फर्केर गयो.
And the second trip,
दोस्रो मिसनरी यात्रामा
Barnabas wanted to take Mark.
अनि बर्नबासले चाहिँ मर्कुसलाई लिएर जान
चाहन्थ्यो. But Paul said this.
तर पावल यस्तो भयो.
He's not going with us.
ऊ हामीसँग जाँदैन.
He deserted us.
उले हामीलाई चाहिँ छोडेर गयो.
I'll choose someone else.
म अरू कसैलाई लिन्छु.
Barnabas and Paul got in a big argument.
अनि बर्नबास र पावलको बीचमा त्यहाँनिर ठुलो द्वन्द भयो.
And they separated.
अनि तिनीहरू विच्छेद भयो.
Barnabas took Mark.
अनि बर्नबासले मर्कुसलाई लिएर गयो.
Paul took Silas.
पावलले चाहिँ सिलास लिएर गयो.
But what happened at the end of Paul's life?
Paulको जीवनको आखिरी घडीमा के भयो थाहा छ?
2 Timothy.
दोस्रो तिमोथीमा
chapter 4.
चार अध्याय.
What does he tell Timothy?
के भन्छ उनले तिमोथीलाई?
Bring Mark with you.
मर्कुसलाई तिमीसँग लिएर आऊ.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Because he's very useful to me.
किनकि ऊ मेरो लागि निकै उपयोगी छ.
He had deserted Paul.
पावल उसले धोका दिएको थियो
But he was a true child of God.
तर ऊ साँचो परमेश्वरको साँचो सन्तान थियो
And he was restored.
अनि ऊ पुनस्थापित भयो
And at the end of Paul's life,
पावलको जीवनको आखिरी घडीमा
He said, "Bring Mark to me."
मर्कुसलाई मसँगै मौका लिएर आऊ
He's a true child of God.
परमेश्वरको साँचो सन्तान
हो He had been restored.
ऊ पुनस्थापित भएको
छ Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्
You may fall out of the way.
कहिलेकाहीँ तपाईले बाटो बिराउनु
होला But if you're a child of God,
तर यदि तपाईं परमेश्वरको
सन्तान
हुनुहुन्छ
God loves you.
परमेश्वरले प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ
He cares for you.
उहाँले तपाईंको
वास्ता गर्नुहुन्छ He will discipline you.
कहिलेकाहीँ तर्न दिनुहुन्छ
Some sheep are very foolish.
केही भेडाहरू अत्यन्त मूर्ख हुन्छन्
They're always running out of the way.
कहीँ न कहीँ सबै तिनीहरू बाटोबाट बाहिर जान्छन्
And the good shepherd.
अनि असल गोठालोले
Yes, he constantly get them back in the way.
अनि पटक पटक चाहिँ लठ्ठीले हिर्काएरलाई बाटोमा ल्याउनु पर्ने हुन्छ
But if they're a true child of God,
तर यदि ऊ साँचो परमेश्वरको साँचो सन्तान हो
भने They will continue to walk the way.
त्यो बाटोमा निरन्तर रूपमा हिँडिरहन्छ
Another young man.
अर्को एउटा जवान मान्छे थियो त्यहाँ
Demas.
जसको नाम हो Demas.
He served Paul.
ऊ पावलसँग हिँड्थ्यो
All the way till the end.
अन्त्यसम्म पावलसँग हिँडिरहेको
थियो He looked like a believer.
ऊ विश्वासी जस्तै देखिन्थ्यो
But when Paul was in prison,
जब पावल चाहिँ जेलखानामा पर्यो
And his trials became bad.
अब उसको परीक्षाको घर चाहिँ खराब आयो
What happened to Demas?
के भयो थाहा छ Demasलाई
What happened to Demas?
के भयो Demasलाई
He flew away.
ऊ चाहिँ भागेर गयो अब
Why?
किन
What does Paul say?
के भन्छ पावलले
2 Timothy
दोस्रो तिमोथी
chapter 4
चार अध्याय
He said bring Mark to me.
मर्कुसलाई तिमी आउँदा सँगै लिएर आऊ
But no one else is here with me.
अहिले मसँग यहाँ कोही मान्छे छैन
Because Demas has left me.
Demasले मलाई छोडेर गएको
Because he loved this present world.
किनकि डेमासले यो वर्तमान संसारलाई प्रेम गर्यो
And John said this.
युन्नाले यसरी भन्छ
If any man loves the world,
यदि कुनै मान्छेले संसारलाई प्रेम गर्छ भने
The love of the Father is not in him.
पिताको प्रेम उसमा उसका हुँदैन
Judas,
यहुदा,
Peter,
पत्रुस,
John Mark,
युन्ना मर्कुस,
Demas,
डेमास,
goats,
Bakra?
Sheep.
Bedaru.
The true child of God.
Parmeshwar ko sancho santan.
Will go on until the end.
Akhiri ghadi samma lamki rahancha.
Now they are weak Christians.
Kehi kamzor Christian haru chan.
They're tired Christians.
Thakit bhayeka Christian haru hunchan.
Sometimes we fall down.
Kahile kahi hami chahi lardchhau.
But God loves us.
Tara Parmeshwar hamlai prem garnuhuncha.
And he will keep us.
उहाँले हामीलाई सुरक्षा दिनुहुन्छ.
And he will take us to the end.
अनि उहाँले हामीलाई आखिरी घडीसम्म लैजानु.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
The assurance of our salvation.
हाम्रो मुक्तिको निश्चयता
is based upon three things.
तीनवटा कुराहरुमा आधारित छ.
The word of God.
परमेश्वरको वचनको प्रतिज्ञामा.
The witness of the spirit.
आत्माको साक्षीमा.
The evidence of the life.
फलको बाहिरी साक्षीमा.
The true child of God will persevere.
परमेश्वरको साँचो सन्तान निरन्तर रूपमा लागिरहन्छ.
Because God has chosen him.
किनकि परमेश्वरलाई छान्नु भएको छ.
Christ died for him.
क्रिस्टको निम्ति मर्यो.
Christ prays for him.
क्रिस्टले उसको निम्ति
विन्ती गर्नुहुन्छ. And the Spirit keeps him.
अनि पवित्र आत्माले सुरक्षा दिनुहुन्छ.
Now I don't know your heart.
तपाईँको हृदयमा के छ मलाई थाहा छैन.
Man looks on the outside.
मान्छेले बाहिर हेर्छ.
God looks at the heart.
परमेश्वरले भित्र हेर्नुहुन्छ.
Paul said this.
Paul यसरी भन्छ.
The foundation of the Lord is strong.
प्रभुको त्यो जग चाहिँ मजबुत छ.
एन्ड इट हेज दिस सिल.
अनि यसमा चाहिँ छाप लगाइएको छ.
एन्ड द सिल सेज टु थिंग्स.
अनि त्यो छापले दुईवटा कुरा गर्छ.
नम्बर 1.
पहिलो कुरा.
द लॉर्ड नोज हु आर हिज.
प्रभुका को हुन् भनेर उहाँले जान्नुहुन्छ.
एन्ड नम्बर 2.
दोस्रो कुरा.
लेट एभ्रीवन हु नेम्स द नेम अफ द लॉर्ड डिपार्ट फ्रॉम सिन.
अनि जतिजनाले प्रभुको नाउँ पुकार्छन् उनीहरू पापबाट चाहिँ अलग रहन खोज्छन्.
God knows who are his.
परमेश्वरका मान्छेहरू को हुन् भन्ने कुरा उहाँलाई थाहा छ.
And they will persevere.
अनि उनीहरू निरन्तर रूपमा उहाँको.
And let everyone that names the name of the Lord depart from sin.
जसले प्रभुको नाउँको पुकार गर्छ उनीहरू पापबाट अलग भएर जिउँछन्.
Let me ask you a question.
प्रश्न सोध्न चाहन्छु.
Do you have the assurance of your salvation?
के तपाईसँग तपाईको मुक्तिको निश्चयता छ?
I didn't ask you if you were saved.
तपाईले मुक्ति पाउनु भयो कि भएन भनेर सोधेको हैन मैले.
I ask you this.
मैले यो सोधिरहेको छु.
Do you have the assurance of your salvation?
के तपाईसँग तपाईको मुक्तिको निश्चयता छ?
Do you believe God loves you?
परमेश्वरले प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ भने तपाईं
विश्वास गर्नुहुन्छ. Do you believe your sins are forgiven?
तपाईंका पापहरू क्षमा गरिएका छन् भने विश्वास गर्नुहुन्छ.
Has the Spirit of God testified to your spirit?
के पवित्र आत्माले तपाईंको आत्मालाई गवाही दिएको छ?
God wants his children to know that he loves them.
परमेश्वरले उहाँका सन्तानलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरो जानेको परमेश्वरले चाहनुहुन्छ.
But sometimes if we fall into sin.
तर कहिलेकाहीँ जब हामी पापमा फस्छौं.
We don't lose our salvation.
हाम्रो मुक्ति हामीले गुमाउँदैनौ.
But we may lose the joy of our salvation.
तर हाम्रो मुक्तिको आनन्दलाई गुमाउन सक्छौं.
We may grieve the Holy Spirit.
पवित्र आत्माले हामीले दुखी तुल्याउन सक्छौं.
Our fellowship with God may be broken.
परमेश्वरसँग भएको संगति टुट्न सक्छ.
And so we confess our sins.
त्यसैले हामीले स्वीकार गर्छौं हाम्रो पापको.
We would be cleansed from the pollution of our sins.
ताकि हाम्रो त्यो पापको दूषितपनाबाट हामी चाहिँ मुक्ति पाउन सक्छौं.
And our fellowship with God would be restored.
अनि परमेश्वरसँग भएको हाम्रो सम्बन्ध चाहिँ पुनर्स्थापित हुन सक्छ.
And the peace of God would return.
अनि परमेश्वरको त्यो शान्ति फेरि फर्केर आउँछ हाम्रो जीवनमा.
And the Spirit of God would strengthen us.
अनि परमेश्वरको आत्माले हामीलाई चाहिँ मजबूत तुल्याउनुहुन्छ.
Remember Ephesians chapter 6.
एफिसी 6 अध्यायको याद छ.
The weapons of our warfare, the armor of God.
अनि हाम्रो त्यहाँ युद्धको हतियारको बारेमा चर्चा गरिएको छ.
What is on the head?
छाउकोमा शिरमा के छ हाम्रो हतियार मध्ये?
The helmet of salvation.
मुक्तिको टोप हो.
And in 1 Thessalonians.
पहिलो थेसलोनिकीमा.
What does Paul say that helmet is?
अनि त्यो टोप के हो भनेर त्यहाँ पौलले बताएको छ.
The assurance of our salvation.
हाम्रो मुक्तिको निश्चयता हो.
Do you have your helmet on?
के तपाईँको शिरमा चाहिँ त्यो टोप छ त?
Do you have assurance?
तपाईंसँग निश्चयता छ?
You walk with God.
तपाईं परमेश्वरसँग हिँड्नुहुन्छ.
You love his word.
उहाँको वचनलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ.
And your assurance will increase.
तपाईंको निश्चयता चाहिँ वृद्धि हुनेछ.
Well, let's pray.
प्रार्थना गरौँ.